Hey, Energizer, welcome to this episode of the Jones and Four Show. And we have a special guest joining us today for this episode. And you have heard her before because she's freaking awesome. And I had so much fun. We had so much fun in the last episode. We got off of that. We're like, we need to do this again. Let's connect again. Let's keep chatting because she has so much knowledge, so much expertise and value that I could not have her back again to help you live your life to the max. So please help me welcome back from our quadriplegic to ninja warrior episode, Allison Lighthouser to join us. Allison, thank you so much for hopping in again.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks, Spencer. Thanks, Energizers, for having me back.
Of course. I don't know if you can hear, my dogs are even excited.
They're barking like crazy back there.
Crazy guys, but they're excited. I'm excited about it. So, you know, it's been a while since we've chatted. You just launched your 6-month program happening. And just tell us a little bit about that, about the things you do to help people live their lives to the max through what you do.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I have my own clinical practice. So I see clients one-on-one. And that practice is completely full. And I have a wait list for that. But I see clients in person, and I also see them, you know, like over Zoom or distance sessions. I have clients all over the world that I get to help and connect with. But I also created a program called Inner Restoration. That's a 6-month program, and it takes you to the next level of health. Like wherever you're at, it raises the bar for you. And I kind of started developing that, like, how could I bring more impact into the world, because not everyone can come to Colorado and work with me, you know? And I just started saying, okay, well, what do I do on every person that comes in? Like, what's the common denominator that I love to bring relief and change and hope and healing? So it became this really fun program where we have different ways that we can train your body, improve your brain, calm your nervous system, so that you're in. Last time we talked about the difference between the different gears of the nervous system. So there's sympathetic, that fight, flight, or freeze. And then there's parasympathetic, which is rest, digest, and heal. And so a lot of times when people are trying to change or improve their health, they're in the sympathetic, they're in that fight, flight, or freeze. And they need maybe some tips or some ways that they can, in their own bodies, get back into that parasympathetic so that they can sleep better, they can digest better, they can absorb those great nutrients that we're giving our bodies, and that they can actually begin to heal. So that's one pillar, is like the drills to help train our bodies, train our brains to give our optimal health and opportunity for healing. And then there's a second pillar of the program, which is about organ relief and doing different releases on the organs that are more osteopathic in nature. And they help to create space in your organs for optimal function. And then there's also something called neurofascial processing, which is what we're gonna be talking about today on the show, which I'm really excited about, to give you guys a really quick, pretty easy tool to do to help bring some relief to your organs. So that those are two of the four pillars of the Inner Restoration program, and we go through it. It's 6 months long, and you get tools for life for how you can improve your own health, how you can help your family, how you can support your friends. There's like lots of different ways and tools and info that you can share. So it's been so fun to see people get total transformation through the Inner Restoration program.
I love it. I love that you offer that and give them tools for life to have success. So they're able to do the things they love to do, chase their passions, whatever that is, and have their body be at their best, right? It's functioning at its best. So awesome. And I'm really excited today to learn about things I don't know anything about. So this is all new. I'm going to be like a kid in a candy store here, notepad in hand, taking notes, seeing what we can do to really better ourselves. So you know, with that, I'm just going to throw it all on you and say, go for it. Teach us your ways. I'll ask questions as we come in to help, I don't know, answer the questions I have and maybe the other energizers have, but let's just dive right in. Cause I'm so intrigued by this whole thing and trying to figure out how can I make myself better? Cause we talked about organs and all the, I don't know, just let's just go for it. Let's have fun. Yeah. And
learn. Take it away.
Yeah. Go all for right. it. It's your show now.
So, you know, we do a lot of things for our bodies, like for our muscles, for our musculoskeletal system, like working out, or, you know, maybe we think about nutrition, but there's maybe a few people that have done an organ cleanse, like a colon cleanse or a liver cleanse, but this is something a bit different. It's a way to offer support to your body in a totally another way. So I love teaching people this because you can do it at home. You don't need any props and you do it. All you need is 20 minutes and two hands. So when we do the neurofascial processing, we call it NFP for short. It was developed by a woman named Sharon Weisselfish Giamatteo, and she developed this kind of therapy called integrative manual therapy. And through that, the NFP or the neurofascial processing is sort of like the layman's homework, if you will, to take home from the therapy session. So integrative manual therapy is the main thing that helped me go from quadriplegic to dancer to American Ninja Warrior. And neurofascial processing is something that I've used extensively in my healing career, and I do it every day. I did it this morning. So it's a really nice way that we can continue using our own two hands to help connect those organs. So what it would look like is kind of each organ we call a process center. So an organ in Chinese medicine, in Eastern medicine, also has this connotation with emotion. So for example, the liver. Some of you already might know this, but the liver is associated with like frustration and anger. And so neurofascial processing, each organ has like an emotional connotation. There's different emotions that it's mainly involved in taking care of. So from the organ of the liver, from that perspective, you can think about, okay, there's a whole spectrum actually of emotion that is there. And on one hand, it could be the anger, the frustration, but on the other hand, it's like, what's my path and purpose in life, you know? And when we're angry and frustrated, sometimes it's because we're not going on our path and purpose. And when you think about liver and like just different dysfunctions there, something that comes to mind for me is alcoholism, like the liver, like alcoholism damages the liver. And most alcoholics are extremely frustrated and angry and are not on their path and purpose. So it kind of all comes together. And how we can utilize that with the neurofascial processing is there's two organs. They're the same, but there's two of them. And nobody talks about them. They're like the little unsung heroes of the body. So the introducing for today and today only, the ureters. So the ureters, they're like two straws and they connect the kidneys to the bladder. So they drain like toxic waste out of our body, essentially. So that also is literal. Like they are actually taking the things that we don't want in our bloodstream that the kidneys filtered through, and they're going through to the bladder via the ureters. So on an emotional level, think about all the different toxic emotions that we take on from other people. Like we can't really be our true selves if we have all this toxic waste. So if you think about, you know, like a woman carrying, could be a man, anybody, a person carrying 8 grocery bags, like you can't even see their face, you know, they're just trying to juggle it all. And the ureters help us to drain that out from an emotional, mental, physical way. So how you do neurofascial processing is you connect one organ with one hand and the other organ with the other hand, and they create like this feedback loop. It's almost like setting up two cell towers and they're communicating back and forth. Or, you know, if we hadn't talked in a while, Spencer, we couldn't just say like, in 2 minutes, tell me how you've been. You know, have to be like, we need a little bit more time than that to really delve in if we're going to be honest and authentic, right? So the 20 minutes that you're holding these two organs, you're connecting these two organs, they're having a conversation. They're like, hey, I need help here. Could you help me out with this? Like, what could you bring to support this area? How could I help you? It's very much a conversation. So if you were going to put one hand on your liver and one hand on your ureters, and I'm just going to talk you guys through how you would find that. You could definitely.
Where do we find that? How do we find it? I have no clue.
Here's the index. If you go, if you touch your chest, your breastbone, that sternum, and you walk your hands down, you're going to feel like once you get into your stomach, that's going to be like a squishy part. It changes from bone to soft tissue, right? So then if you put your hand right at that bottom of the sternum and you move it over to your right side, okay, that is where the liver is. So the liver is underneath the rib cage, and it's a pretty big organ. So if I'm mirroring you, for anybody who's watching, it would be like right here. So this is the bottom of the sternum. You just slide your hand over.
It's almost like I have a couple of my fingers on my rib cage. Is that too high then? Or is that?
Oh, no, no, that's perfect. Your hand should primarily be on your rib cage because the rib cage protects the liver. The rib cage is overlaying the liver. So that's perfect to have your hand over the rib cage. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
So that would be one spot. Mm-hmm. And then the ureters remember they connect the kidneys to the bladder. So the bladder would be more in your pelvis. And the kidneys are more in your mid back. So anywhere between the mid back and the pelvis, you're going to hit the ureters. So you can put your hand across your low back, and you don't have to have it. You don't have to have your palm touching. You can have the back of your hand touching. So a lot of times for me, it's more comfortable to do the palm facing out.
Yeah. It's a lot more comfortable doing that than palm in.
Yeah. It's a little rough on the shoulders. otherwise, yeah. So you would connect your liver and your ureters, and you can be riding the bus when you're doing this. You can be listening to another episode of the Jones and for podcast. You could be watching a show. You could be having a conversation. Hmm. You don't necessarily have to be like meditating and doing this. This is going to work when you have your hands on, whether you're paying attention or not. So what I love about that is because we all have busy lives, right? And this is something that you can include in your day without having to carve out a lot of time. So sometimes people hear me say 20 minutes, and I'm like, I don't have 20 minutes. And Tony Robbins talks about net time, the no extra time. And so I love to fold in the neurofascial processing when I have the net time. So if you are having a conversation on the phone, you could put that conversation on speakerphone and do some NFP. You could be chilling out, watching your show and do some NFP. You could set your alarm to go off 20 minutes earlier and just hit snooze and put your hands on. You can get in some NFP before the day even starts.
So this is that idea.
Yeah.
Of multitasking your time. And so quick question before you go on, like, okay, so we could do it over our clothes, right? Assuming we're doing it on the bus and all that stuff. So we could do it over our clothes. And then are we pressing hard, or are they just kind of just as long as they're touching the clothes in our body, essentially, right? That's okay.
Yeah. You're just making contact. And if you think about, you know, like two magnets coming together, they're not pressing. They're just attracted to one another. So there's no pressure needed. You're just putting your hand in the area, and then it does the work. So the liver has 500 jobs that it does every single day. Like it is a busy, busy little beaver. Holy actually God. In one of my trainings, somebody said, it's the mom of the body. It's the mom. the mom always has like a lot of jobs doing dishes and whatever else.
True.
And so the liver has to have these 500 jobs. Then if we are, you know, at a bachelor party, or we eat a lot of processed food, or we are angry, you know, if something makes us really angry, that's extra that the liver then has to process, whether it's emotional, mental, or physical. So when we do NFP, like the liver to the ureters, that spot over the ribs, the right ribs to the low back, we are inviting the liver the opportunity to be able to drain out that energy, to be able to drain out those toxins and get clearer, get kind of ahead of the game and not be so bogged down. Because so often with disease or illness or any kind of injury, there's a miscommunication, there's a break in the communication that happens, there's a dysfunction that happens. And so the NFP, the neurofascial processing, helps to repair that communication and really knit those, what you're bringing to the table, making it more solid. Because every organ has its job, and it's really good at its job. And when they're not working together, there's that disharmony. So this is very similar to like tuning your piano. So that the chords sound really good together. They should all be able to be really harmonious, or like individual instruments in a symphony to different musicians. This is like NFP helps tune the body so that they're all playing the same music.
Nice. Love those analogies. Being a music person, that makes perfect sense to me. So you said 20 minutes doing this. Is it just because it takes time to do this, right? It's not like a quick fix, or will we see something? Do we have to do this every day? Or is this something like, for example, the liver to ureters, is that something we would feel a difference in 20 minutes? Like we do it the first time and would we notice a change, or how does that,
what yeah, are the that's a great calls? Question. That's a great question. And the answer isn't very good. The answer is, it depends on the person. You could feel some, like, almost like a buzzing. You could feel some heat. You could feel some lightness happen. You could feel nothing. And the nothing actually doesn't mean that it's not working, but it's just kind of depends on the layer that the body's at. The cool thing is you can't overdo NFP. You could do this all day long if you wanted to. There's tons of different organs, and Sharon Weisselfisch-Giamatteo wrote a book called Body Wisdom. So if you were really interested in it, you could check out her book. I have some information on it in my program. I have information on it in my free Facebook group as well. So there's lots of different ways that you could explore this further. But the main idea is that you are helping to resource your body in a different way. And the way that when we're resourced on any level, we perform better, we're more present, we function better. And NFP, you could do 20 minutes a month, you could do 20 minutes a day, you could do 20 hours a day. Like it really is totally individual about where you're at and what is going on in your life. There's like 40 different process centers. So there's a lot of different organs that you can connect to make a symphony occur. And there's just different ways that you can facilitate healing in your body. Yeah, the ureters also are kind of like the first aid spot in the body. So if you have an injury, or if you have a illness, or if you have like a surgery or anything along those lines, if you connect that spot to the ureters, that will help drain the inflammation, any infection, anything like that. So if you had like shoulder surgery, you could hold one hand on your shoulder and one hand on the ureters on the low back, and that would help it. I actually, we have foster puppies right now, and there's kids over playing soccer in our backyard. And when the puppies got out, so I went to go grab the puppy and my son, I thought they were like out of paws in the game, and he didn't see me, and he kicked his hardest kick of soccer ball in all of history. And the ball went right in my face. And I was doing my face to my ureters last night and this morning. So you can use it in kind of like a first aid situation, an emergency situation, any kind of pain. If you have headaches, you could do your head to your ureters, that kind of thing. So the ureters are really a life-changing, like this is something you should put in your toolbox and never forget about, because if you're on a desert island, like, your two hands could help you out tremendously.
Right. Just by placing one hand on whatever the pain point is, and then one on the others to help release it from your body. That's, I mean, holy crap. I'm going to keep that in my toolbox and use that at other times. That's so amazing. So if we, for like the liver, the main one we started with, so that would be more for frustration, anger, for feeling that way, and just overall health, right? To make sure that we're cleansing that. What are other places or main ones we should do to help us make sure we're functioning at our best?
You know, there's so many good ones. It's hard to pick, but the other one that I teach people a lot is a spot that's in between the eyebrows. If you put one hand over your forehead and let your pinky cover up in between your eyebrows, that's getting your frontal lobe. And this is the in between the eyebrows is called your limbic system, or some people call it like the amygdala. It's really about your primitive brain and how you react, how your brain is always scanning, like, am I safe? Am I not safe? Should I run? Is there a tiger? Is it okay to sleep? Do I need to be hypervigilant? So this, that all happens here. And then our frontal, I'm actually teaching you guys two in one. So you could just process your limbic system. And typically we all do quite well when we do connect our limbic system to our ureters. We all need that primitive brain activation to be drained out. And it's quite amazing what can happen with NFP, like how your just daily baseline, if you're doing it, you said, would someone notice in 20 minutes? And I wouldn't say that your baseline would necessarily change in 20 minutes, but if you did this over a period of time, your baseline would totally change and you would become less reactive. Something that used to stress you out would not. You would just be like, oh, honey, I feel totally calm right now. So that's a lovely thing. And the limbic system too, I was talking about hypervigilance and threateningness, that kind of scanning the horizon.
Right. Always being on the lookout for danger.
And this is
safe or not. Yeah.
This is a spot that when I first started, I could not tolerate people touching. It would give me a really bad headache. I did not like this. So this is kind of like, if you think about this area as a puffer fish, you know, if like it gets scared, it gets like really blows up and gets spiky.
Right.
Sometimes when people begin the process of connecting through neurofascial processing, the limbic system and the ureters per se, and you're inviting the brain to shift and to drain and just like soften just 2%, the brain's like, I don't know about this. Like, I don't know what you're asking me to do. And it could have this kind of like puffer fish reaction. So if anyone out there is doing the NFP from your limbic system to your ureters, and you feel some increased pressure, that's okay. That's your brain just saying like, I don't know about this. And the more you do it, the more you're going to be like, yeah, it's okay to let go. Really, it's safe. And you're actually going to be even more productive, more discerning and wise in what you're choosing to react to if we can give you a little more space. So my encouragement to you is, if you do have that, keep going and continue to do it. And I know it's uncomfortable, and sometimes that is hard to continue doing something that's uncomfortable, but it gets better, you guys, it gets better.
It helps you in the long, right? So it's the beginning discomfort, and that's not everyone experiences that, but some people might experience that puffer fish style and have that discomfort. But it's a short-term thing that you'll go through because it's gonna get better, and then you're gonna start seeing results and feel better. And I'm thinking about this, you know, people have headaches or who are overwhelmed. What's one thing that we do as humans, for whatever reason, we put our fingers on, right, that in between the bridge of your nose, right? Right.
Yeah.
Between the eyebrows. Like, we're just like, oh my God, like, what's going on? Right. But that's only one part of it. We forget the other part then, which I never knew till now, about putting the other hand on your lower back to connect to the ureters. So that makes sense of that draining.
Hey, are you ready to crush it, to go after your dreams and goals and live your life to the max? Well, of course you are. That's why you're here listening or watching to the Jones and Four show, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. But sometimes we still get stuck, right? These podcasts, this show is great, but that's not everything sometimes. Sometimes we need a little more. And you know what? I get that. What helps me and what has helped me and continues is a community. And surrounding myself with people who are amazing, who are like-minded, like me, going after goals, achieving big things, and pushing themselves and others to be their best. Wouldn't it feel amazing to be surrounded by a community like that? To be surrounded by people who are like you, who have big goals and dreams, and they're going for them. Not only are they going for their goals, they're helping and encouraging you to go after yours. Well, if that sounds interesting, if that sounds fun, if that sounds like a community you would love to be part of, well then come check out Spencer's Energy Hub. That's right, I have our membership community, we have a membership community that's here for you. I say we because we are the Energizers, just like you. We energize each other to be our best. We have monthly rock star interviews, right, where we interview masters in their field. We have weekly trainings. We meditate every week as a community, and you can hop and join us. You get special access to me along with an incredible community of people. So if you are ready to level up, if you are ready to be a rock star and crush your goals while being surrounded by an incredible and amazing community, check out Spencer's Energy Hub. All you have to do is go to spencersenergyhub.com and check it out. Or if you want, just head over to my website, www.spencermjones.com, and check out the hub. We would love to have you inside. All right, back to your show.
Is 20 minutes like a magic time that we should always strive for 20 minutes for each one? Or is it shorter and we do different ones? Let's say we're watching a half hour television show, right? And we're just watching that one. And are we focusing on just one connection? Or are we doing two or three in that time?
Yeah.
What do you say?
If you were watching a half hour show, I would do one. I'd focus on one because you want to really give it the full 20 minutes to establish that connection. And it's like, let's compare schedules. Like, I can meet with you here. I could help you out here. Okay, that works for me. Okay, no, that day actually doesn't. I forgot. So there's like a bit of conversation that has to go around with each organ talking to one another. And the other thing that I was going to mention with doing neurofascial processing is you might be actually processing through, you know, we talked about the liver, so we'll use that as an example, some old anger. So you might do NFP and then you feel like so calm and peaceful. And that's so lovely. But you might also later on that day feel like a little pissed off. And it doesn't have to be something current. It could be something that your body is cycling through and like moving out, like airing out and like, okay, I don't need this anymore. And so you might become like emotionally aware of that and you might be like, why am I angry right now? And you might not know. And that's probably because it's old and you're making room in your liver for new wonderful things to happen.
That's interesting. Cause I mean, I've done things for myself, right? Processed different emotions, dug back into, you know, not even just childhood, but just past memories and different things, adulthood, childhood, whatever,
yeah.
And process those and then try to let those go. And then you realize at some points it hits you throughout the day. You're like, oh, well, why am I feeling that? Well, oh, now this makes sense, right? And that it comes from this thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And now this is a way of helping your body really release it, right?
Yeah.
So that now it's like, oh, I processed it. And you might not even realize where it stems from, but your body's going, nope, we don't need this. Let's get rid of it. But you're still aware of it. So it's opening your awareness to those feelings even more. Do you have any stories or things of clients of yours or people that you've heard of that have had some drastic changes or different things happen once they started doing this?
Oh yeah. Like you don't have time for all the stories. Yeah. And this
pick one or two of your favorites ones and share them.
Yeah. This is one or two of my favorites. So I've had clients come to me and get eval, but maybe they don't have the time or the money to really invest in working with someone as a guide or as a therapist. So I will give those people NFP, and it's quite astounding what you can accomplish with your own two hands
mm-hmm.
and just connecting your organs. So there's this one woman who she did have a history of severe depression, but she wasn't depressed like in that moment. And I don't think I even knew that she had a history of depression, but her lungs kept coming up for her. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna have you connect your lungs to these different areas. And in Chinese medicine, the lungs are about grief, sadness. And in the neurofascial processing spectrum that we're doing, it's like life and death, right? So it's like, what can we let go of with our exhale? What do we wanna bring in? What kind of life and joy do we wanna have come into our space? And with the exhale, like, what are we getting rid of? But we are notoriously shallow breathers these days, and we are not typically moving through those emotions. And we have a lot of collective grief around pandemic situations and like a really huge change of life, a very different environment. It's a different river that we're dipping our toe in right now than we were a couple of years ago. So there's also this collective grief that's happening too. So anyway, I gave her some processing to do, and she wrote me and she's like, I can't get out of bed. I'm like, so sad. And I was like, okay, just keep doing the NFP. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but you're gonna like keep going through it. And I know it feels really dark and low right now, but you're gonna keep going, and you're gonna come out the other side. So what I didn't realize is like her brother had committed suicide. Like there was a lot of really tragic deaths, and she had buried like several family members within the last year. So she had all this built up grief, and she was incredibly symptomatic. Like she had a laundry list of symptoms. So she's doing the NFP, and she writes me again and says, I feel great. I feel like I'm alive again. I didn't even realize that I was so shut down, and I was blocking so many things out. And I am continuing to do the NFP, but I no longer feel like the depths of grief anymore. And I also am like engaging in life in a different way than I have in years. And her symptoms were just like falling away as she's moving through this process. So that was like a pretty dramatic, and I wasn't treating her at all. It was all NFP. So that was really a really cool story. Yeah.
That's incredible to go through that and be, okay, I'm doing good. I'm okay. And now I'm in the dark place, right? I'm in the valley and I'm struggling and sticking the path, continuing to do the work of laying your hands on yourself and to let your body communicate and heal and cleanse, and then come out the other side feeling better than you have in years. I can imagine, right? I mean, you didn't say that, but I assume just better than she's felt in years. And why wouldn't we want that? Because I mean, how many times, I don't know about you, but for me, I've buried stuff in my life, you know, just like feelings, totally. Emotions, like, okay, no, I shouldn't. And I've gotten a lot better now that I've started working on myself for the past number of years. I've gotten a lot better, but there's still things from before that I buried, and they're getting unearthed, right? And doing these things, it's a great way, because once you do, it's like a veil that's taken off, and you're like, oh my gosh, the world looks different. I went to a men's retreat a while back, and it was a life-changing experience where I had multiple veils like that taken off, and I went, holy cow, like I see the world so different. I feel different in a positive, amazing way that I feel lighter. I feel more grateful yet, and even more positive. That's a possible thing. I don't know, but it felt amazing. And all because you know, you do the work, you do the processing, and we didn't do NFP at that time, but man, I want to incorporate this into the things we're doing from here on out, because this is amazing.
Yeah. It's a great companion thing too, because if you are doing psychotherapy or if you're doing other kind of coaching that's bringing you to vulnerable places, NFP can also be a companion for you to take home and kind of like help you process through and really like the veil is uncovering whatever it's uncovering, but sometimes it's like still vulnerable and it takes a little while to heal. And the NFP really helps to do that.
A vulnerable and raw feeling, right? Yes. At that time. And then you're just, it's scary because you don't want to deal with it because it is vulnerable. It's raw. It's,
yeah, you're like, put that curtain back up.
Right? Like, I'm fine like this. I like being hidden. It's good under the rug. I don't deal with it, but it always comes out in other ways or different times. So
yeah.
Let me ask you this, because, you know, you mentioned, you know, other books written about NFP and different ways. Are there, I mean, I'm assuming we could Google it and find different things to do as well, but are there things we should be careful of or weary of? Because, you know, the internet, we trust everything that's on the internet, right? Abraham mm-hmm. Lincoln wrote all the quotes, and I'm sure he talked about NFP somewhere in here, but is there things we need to be weary of or to steer clear of when we are looking at this? Or, I mean, obviously the best route, and I'll tell all energizers this, is contact Allison, get in touch with her about this. So you're getting it right from the source. But I know how people are. We're going to Google it. Are there things we need to watch out for?
You know, the neurofascial processing is pretty specific. I haven't come across like a lookalike thing that was something different, but I haven't Googled it recently, so I'm not 100% sure. But I know that I've had a couple people hear me talk about it, Google it, and say, "Hey, I found this article. Is this what you were talking about?" And it was. So I think I think you're pretty safe.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure. You know.
Yeah. No, I think that's a fair question. Fair question.
I'm thinking, okay, like with a lot of healing things, you know, homeopathic ways to heal. There's a lot of things out there, and some are good, and probably all of them are good to some. I don't know. A lot of them are good to some degrees, but others are not, or can give you different results than what you intended. So
yes. No, I think that's a really great question. Great question.
So as far as helping our bodies heal and doing these things, NFP and placing our hands on our body, are there other things we could do, or last minute tips or last bits before we wrap it up here? To really help us get the most out of this experience. Okay, we got 20 minutes to know where to places to lay your hands. It could be the front, back of your hand, you're just need to be touching. Are there any last things that we, takeaways that you would be willing to share with us?
Yeah, books don't work. Pets don't work. It's got to be hands, just in case you're tempted to have your dog help you. But what actually neurofascial processing is also an invitation to ask for help, because like we were talking, it's not super comfortable to hold your back, you know, with the back of your hand. So you can ask your friend, you can ask your partner, you can ask your kid to like, hey, would you come sit with me for 20 minutes? And one thing that I love about neurofascial processing is it helps to heal relationships as well. I'll just share a quick story that when I was doing a lot of it, we would have NFP parties, neurofascial processing parties, and a lot of my family would come over on Saturday afternoons, and I was dealing with some severe health issues being in a wheelchair, but I also had family members who also had health issues. So we would all take turns, and we had a massage table, and one person would lay down, and then we'd all put our hands on different organs, and sometimes we'd watch a movie, but for the most part we would just talk. And it was a really beautiful time in our family life where we were talking and exchanging and just being with one another. And so that's one beautiful thing about neurofascial processing, is it invites community. And so often in our healing journey or transformational journey, in that part where we take the veil away and we're in that raw moment, it's really vulnerable. So being able to invite a safe person in is so magical and can heal in and of itself. So I would encourage you guys to ask for a hand, literally, and get going with some neurofascial processing.
I was thinking the whole time for myself, it's like, oh, it's your own body, because I'm thinking just electrical, magnetic, electrical aspect of your body talking to each other. And so like, it should be your two hands, because that's even, you know, I don't know, just seem to make sense, as opposed to someone else. It makes sense, not a dog, not a rock, cat, whatever. Like, okay, that makes sense. But I never thought about, okay, it's another human being. That hand is the trick. And I suppose it's another human being. It's that energy of that person there helping heal you and you, them, or whatever else as well, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. Very cool. Have you ever, so totally random fact that the party's a cool idea, something I never would have thought of. Just like, I imagine like this big healing circle, you know? Like, all right, we're all going to focus on our liver. So one hand on liver and another back, and we just kind of work our way around. Weird idea. I don't know how that would work. But in any case, it's a fun little thought. Oh my gosh. So how, remind us again, how can people connect with you? I know your schedule's full, but if they want to get on your waiting list or they want to hear about your program when it comes out, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can go to my website, which is http://home.inner-restoration.com.
home.inner-restoration.com. And that will be, if you're watching this, that will be, should be below on the screen right now, hopefully. And if you're listening to this, well, check out our show notes. I mean, heck, if you're watching this, check out the show notes. We have everything written here for you as well. And all that good stuff. And that is at spencermjones.com/jonesandforshow. So check that out. Check out this episode, the show notes, and go connect with Allison, whether it's on social media, whether it's on her website, connect with her, what she's doing, because this is awesome. And try NFP, try it. Give it a go, right? Give it a go for a week, a month, and see if you notice those changes. It might happen right away, might take time, but you will feel and see a change as long as you keep doing it, right? That consistency, it's that compound effect. It grows and grows and grows.
Yeah.
Love it. Allison, I cannot thank you enough. This was phenomenal. Again, knocked it out of the park. Thank you for being you and for giving your excitement, your energy, and expertise to all of us. I am truly humbled and honored. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Spencer. Happy to be here.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Energizers, check her out. Get on her wait list program, whatever it is, and let's join me in doing some NFP because I can't wait to feel some of these changes. As nervous as I am about it for some things, you know, who knows what's going to come up. I know I'm going to be healed and to be stronger and better because of it. So with that, Energizers, have an epic day and we'll catch you in the next episode. So until then, I'll catch you later.